This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, your Q, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Your Q on this Thursday. That's all I got. I got Alan Painter in the studio with me again.
Back again, but
this is kind of important day.
Well, and I refuse to have my name in the show because that's too much of a commitment. I got married. That was enough of a commitment, so I don't want to push it. You know, this has been fun, so don't make me do it.
Well, you're going to be busy next week.
I am going to be busy. Why are you going to remind me? I actually had 30 seconds there. I didn't think about it.
Well, I'm sorry.
Well, next week I become the Bionic Man.
Yes. So Alan gets a new hip.
A new hip of titanium. My golf scores will lower by 30 shots, they assure me.
30?
At age 50, whatever, I will finally be able to slam dunk a basketball.
Oh, brother, I want to see that.
Oh, yeah. So.
Well, I'm just going to be glad. Hopefully you're going to be pain-free and getting out to do what you love to do.
Well, you know, and it something like this really does change your perspective, because it's like, think about, you know, in the past decades when we didn't have this technology, and I can't imagine going through life with this kind of pain. And it's like, my poor wife, Angie, if you're listening, I am sorry for waking you up again last night, but I'm a sound sleeper, so sometimes I guess as I get to hollering when I catch my hip just right, and just scares the bejesus out of her. So anyway,
she's going to be equitably grateful when this is all behind you too.
Yeah, it should be immediately, because I'm going to have to sleep on the couch, she said, for a while. So anyway, but yeah, we've got that coming. I would ask for a prayer for our listeners.
Absolutely.
I'm not really concerned about a successful surgery. I'm actually more concerned that I will wimp out and run crying from the hospital before it even starts, because I don't like hospitals.
No, you're doing this thing.
Oh, I don't have any choice.
You're right. You don't.
If I don't, I won't have a place to work. I won't have a home to go back to.
It's like you own the agency and you won't be allowed back in.
Oh, absolutely. So I am cautiously hopeful, but it just freaks me out. You're gonna cut my bone off. I mean, that's just weird. But
well, you'll feel better, but you probably will not be here next Thursday, just days
after
surgery.
Oh, no, I told you I'll be back at work. I'm a specimen of health, so I'll bounce right at this and be golfing in a week, you know, a couple weeks.
Lord.
But back at work and on the radio.
Okay.
So, speaking of...
I will update everybody next Thursday if you're here or not.
Yeah, we maybe call in just for the moans and the groans, but, you know...
Yeah.
Let me see. And, another exciting piece of news.
Okay.
My daughter, Brooke, is back home from Florida.
Yes.
My wife has just picked her up from the airport. She called me when she hit my time zone, because Brooke broke one of my daddy rules.
Uh-oh.
It doesn't, I know this is sexist. Let me just lay it out there.
Brother.
It is what it is.
Oh, no.
But I have a rule that my son can go wherever he wants, but my girls have to stay on this side of the Mississippi in case, you know, daddy needs a rescue. So, anyway, but it's good. Brooke's back. Brooke, welcome home. Back home for the Miss Douglas County pageant this weekend.
And we're going to talk about that a little later.
Well, I'm not an expert on it, so you don't have to do most of the talking. I'm not really a pageant guy. My wife did the arts and that. I did sports, so... Anyway, so Brooke's back, so life is good.
Life is good. Well, there is a lot going on in Douglas County this weekend. It is action-packed weekend.
I know. I'm excited.
That was my sports voice.
My gosh.
How'd I do that?
Do you know what's Saturday?
It's Saturday?
This Saturday?
Radio auction.
The radio auction, folks.
Oh, good Lord. I thought we were going to get away without that.
Oh, I have to go to AA Auctions Anonymous. I love the radio auction.
So does Jeffrey, my husband. Good Lord.
I didn't know that. So you know how much money me and him would probably cost each other bumping each other up?
We should probably text this weekend.
Oh, no, I'm going to whoop his tail on those bids.
Yeah, you will, probably. I don't know what he wants.
So, folks, rocking and rolling on the radio auction Saturday. I will be there, speed dial in hand.
Outbidding my husband. It's a no-win situation.
Put all the things I want so everybody else just lay off.
Lay off. I think that they don't think that's the point of it. I think they would love for people to call.
I know.
But you are a pretty popular fellow around here come that day. So, for sure. But there's other things. There is other things happening this weekend. So the Douglas County Fairgrounds is busy happening place this weekend. They got the gun show. And then we have Jen here today, who is with the father-daughter dance. So, Jen, thank you for being on. We appreciate you taking time out of your crazy busy schedule. We know you're got to be busy in preparations. So tell us a little bit about the father-daughter dance.
Well, it starts at 6 p.m. on Friday night, goes till 10 p.m., and tickets are on sale at the door, $15 each if you're 2 years old or older. And it make sure you bring cash because we don't accept checks and there's no ATM. So just make sure you bring cash. We do have Waterscapes selling tickets, also cash only. And you can also go to the dcfatherdaughterdance.org and buy your tickets online. So those are the ways you get your tickets.
And you don't need to use cash online.
No, no cash is online, only card.
There you go.
So there's many ways to buy the tickets, yes.
Yeah. So how long have you been involved with this?
So I've been doing it for 7 years, and the dance has been going on for 27.
Wow.
And we this year are doing the Valentine Ball. So that is actually the very first dance that was the theme. So we've kind of reverted back to the first dance, which is kind of fun, mm-hmm. and it's easy, and it kind of goes along with the February Valentine. So, yeah.
Oh, that's so sweet. How many, I know it's a busy, busy, busy place, but how many little ones come to this with their dads? I mean, that parking lot seems
Yeah, it is
packed.
Absolutely crazy. We usually have about 2,000 people come to the dance.
2,000.
So, fun fact, it's actually the biggest per capita in the United States, our little Douglas County. So,
father-daughter dances?
Yes.
And isn't that typically the case? When it comes to the most popular things that are growing, Douglas County is the biggest.
Absolutely.
We do something, we do it right.
Yes.
And yeah. Tradition. I mean, making something a tradition. I mean, 20 plus years, 27 years, I think is what you said.
Like, absolutely.
That's
yeah.
a huge tradition. Yes. So now people, you know,
are used to it. And if, you know, we wouldn't have the dance, I don't know what people would do in February with their little girls, you know.
Well, somebody that might have gone to the original one could be married now and have children and sending their husband with their girls. So
we literally have generations coming in still.
Grandpa's taking them. I know it's kind of neat that my father-in-law took his daughters to it. We have a picture of that. And I took my daughters. And I tell you what, if anybody, you know, guys, I know sometimes we don't step out and do these kind of things, but it really was a memorable experience and one of those things that my daughters look back on fondly. So I encourage you, get off the fence and step out there and make your daughter happy. And I'll tell you what, you make your wife really happy.
It definitely is about building your relationship with your daughter. And we see so many wonderful people come in just year after year and thanking us for all the, you know, the time we put into this. It takes a community. We literally have volunteers from Umpqua Valley Christian School, Miss Douglas County, and being that they're on the pageant tomorrow, I am so happy that they're still volunteering because it literally takes a community. It literally does.
It's 2,000 people and little ones and bodies and all of that.
I knew it was crowded, but you're right. 2,000 people. I never. Yeah.
Maybe not at the same time, but you know, they come and go. You know, make sure you bring your canned foods tomorrow. So if you do bring a canned food, you get a keepsake from the dance. So, and we always try to promote that for UCAN. So that's always a good thing to do for the community.
Gosh, it's so good. Why not do this?
Right.
But it's like, I mean, just look at that. Most most communities would have a father-daughter dance if they even think about it, but it shows you the hearts of our community. Let's mm-hmm. help other people, too, and that's really awesome because, you know, that's just an added burden for you guys. I mean, that's a lot of canned food to be carrying around.
And oh,
so,
yeah.
It's pretty cool, you know, in a time we need that.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And we just have – we just want to make sure everybody has a great time to – get in line for the pictures. You can just show up and get in line. You can also go to the our Facebook page. We have a sign up there where you can actually sign up previously to save your spot in line. So
way too cool.
That and that way you don't have to stand in line with your little two-year-old that's ready to go do something else.
Well, and I tell you, if you know you're going to this, it's all about the pictures. Do not skip the picture. You know, yeah. So many guys may say, well, my wife took it at home, whatever. No, you need to take the picture to commemorate because it is really cool to see, you know, 1 year for the next and watching how your kids grew up. You know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And we also have a selfie booth, too. So bring your phones, Miss Douglas County. They'll be there to help take the pictures for you and then also go get in line and get those traditional pictures because it's really important.
That is really cool, that pre-sign up.
Yes.
Wow, that's actually super smart. I would be all about that.
That's a game changer.
Because like you said, it's like wrangling your little girl who either wants to go here or there, or I know they see the title holders like Emily and Emma in their sparkly crowns and want to go see the princess or the queen or what. It's like try to
but just remember too, like when you sign up for a time, make sure you don't get there 5 minutes before to the dance because sometimes there is a line and you're going to have to wait to get into the dance to get to your pictures. So just be mindful of that and show up early so you can get there.
I think that one thing I found is it's not the greatest day to go out to eat because these dads are dating their daughters for the night. They're taking them to dinner.
Yep. They show up in limos.
I've seen them in limos.
Yeah, if you're going out to eat, go early or go late.
Yes.
Yep.
Or if you want to just see some really cute picture, you know, go hang out in line at Red Robin or any local restaurants and seeing some really cute pictures, you know. It's probably the one day your dad gets gussied up, so it's good to see him out there.
Yeah, it is adorable. And so, these dads that like buy their corsages, we have them for sale there, and little trinkets for their little ones. It's just so adorable. The little girls get so excited, and it's just the smiles and the beautiful dresses. And being that, I really don't have any daughters, well, it's kind of nice to see that.
Yeah.
It really is.
It is, because, you know, dads, we typically, you know, we do with our boys, you know, or we take our girls hunting or we do sports with them. Mm-hmm. We don't get much time to spend with our girls as little girls.
Yeah.
And so, you know, sometimes it's a little bit awkward. What am I doing here? You know, the kids are running around having fun. But it is such an amazing, incredible event to see the other side of your little girls and watch them be little ladies and princesses.
Absolutely, yeah.
How much are tickets, by the way?
They are $15.
How much?
15 per person.
Five, folks.
Yep.
So nobody's getting rich doing this.
No.
So $15.
Yeah,
awesome.
And all the money just goes back into the dance for the following year. Nobody gets, you know, rich off of this event. We just basically do it for our community, and we think it's very important. And we just hope everybody comes out and has a great time and just enjoys their time with their daughters. That's all we ask.
And Jen, what's the hours again?
6 p.m. to 10 p.m. tomorrow night, Friday night.
6 p.m. Oh, it's tomorrow.
In the exhibit
building.
Yes.
In the exhibit building.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for coming on and taking time out of your busy day. I know you guys have got to be so, so busy. Yeah. And we just
We have our balloon drop again this year. So we didn't do it last year. Got a lot of information, feedback about that. So it is back this year. Yes.
Yeah. The balloon drop.
Well, on behalf of our entire community, thank you to you and all the volunteers who put this together. Like I said, for no reason other than give back to our community. And it truly is a gift for our community. So thank you very much on behalf of all the dads.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you and the best of luck.
Yes.
Well, we're going to go to commercial now and we'll be back with more of Your Q, sponsored by Premier Insurance, in just a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Oh, welcome back. I was here. I just didn't push the button.
Whoops. Yeah, another dead air space brought to you by Shannon Sebastian.
Oh, good gravy. Makes me laugh.
Hey, we're not experts. We're still learning.
Oh, I think I know kind of what I'm doing. I just don't do a great job sometimes. Yeah.
You just think you do. That's the problem.
I'll
overconfident.
Admit it.
So.
I know. Today I did say I was pretty awesome, actually.
Well.
I don't remember about what, but I was kind of feeling a little high and mighty earlier.
You were.
Know.
I tell you what, you've been a lot better than you have been. I got to tell you that.
Okay, cool.
Thank you. I'm kind of excited for our next session here.
Yeah.
Because we sure beautified this side of the counter here. And brought in a couple ladies that really brought out my ugliness. But
Well, and we just were talking about it on the last segment with Jen that the Miss Douglas County program is going to be there Friday night to help assist and do some wonderful things and selfie booths and all the other things that the girls volunteer to help do.
Well, and like she mentioned, and it's pageant weekend.
Yes.
Which is kind of cool because that means normally that I get a whole weekend all by myself because my wife and all the girls are busy doing the pageant, but... You know, it's really cool that you ladies have taken on the burden of helping out the dance, and we want to welcome you to the show,
our show.
So, Shannon.
All right.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, we're going to welcome them. So, we have Emily Redling, who is Miss Umpqua Valley. So, welcome, Emily.
Thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely. And Emma Hargraves, this is Miss Douglas County's Outstanding Teen.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, I follow them all year long because I'm, you know, stalker status. Not really, but...
It's
kind of somewhat. I'm not going to lie. I just like seeing what the girls are doing throughout the year.
We love it.
And you guys have been busy young ladies.
We sure have. This past year, I don't think I was prepared for how much, like, a job it actually was. We, as we were talking to Sana, I believe, we kind of went over the fact that there were so many local nonprofit organizations that we just weren't aware of before we joined this organization. And we had the opportunity to work alongside various nonprofits this year. And we are so thankful that we were able to discover them and be able to work with them and just kind of be in our community serving our little Roseburg.
I think it's fun helping out because I help out the gals with the judge's chair, but I don't go to practices. I don't meet the girls. I don't know much. So then I show up to pageant and I just kind of get to learn what I learned that day, you know, of everybody. So Emily, I'm going to kind of share a story because this one's about you.
Okay.
Don't cry.
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not.
Shannon's got a lot of feelers.
I get a lot of feelers.
I do too.
They know. They're aware.
I do too.
Frequently waterworks on our show.
I was gonna say, Emily and I were just sobbing while we recorded our farewells for this weekend.
So. Oh, okay. No talk of that because that does get everybody emotional. But I met Emily and she was in an interview and really just enthusiastic. And I think she was really wanting the job and the title, but I didn't know that she even knew what she was asking for in that moment. I'm like, this one's kind of new. I don't know if she knows what she's asking for. You know, like the whole phrase, careful what you wish for.
Right. Absolutely.
Right? So yep. Then I was blessed enough to go and help at State this year. And I honestly have to say, Emily, that watching you up there and the joy that you have received from the sisterhood is inspiring to me. It's so what the program's about. Beside the scholarship, the sisterhood is real. And really, your journey for me is one where that spoke volumes.
Oh.
So I just wanted to say it was a joy watching you up there and just how thrilled you were. And when your name was called as Miss Congeniality at State, you kind of lost your mind.
I sure did. I was not expecting that.
So I just wanted to say, did you really know what you were in for now that you're kind of at the end of your year?
Well, Shannon, I'm so glad that you brought that up. And thank you for that touching story. I appreciate that. So actually, I was in Florida when I first discovered the Miss Douglas County Scholarship Organization, 3,000 miles away. And, you know, a lot of people say they kind of knock on social media saying it's bad, but social media is actually how I found this organization. I really wanted to be involved in volunteer work. I had just graduated with my associate's degree, and there was a few things that was bringing me back home to Douglas County. And so I wanted to be involved in an organization that did volunteer work out in the community. And on social media, that's where I discovered the Miss Douglas County Scholarship Organization, seeing all these wonderful women that were out in the community, just helping all sorts of organizations around the community. And I wanted to be a part of that. And so when I initially came back and joined, I was in it for the volunteer work. I did not expect to be welcomed into an organization that was so loving and caring and welcomed me in with open arms. And from that, I didn't just gain an opportunity to volunteer for the entire year. I also gained the ability to speak in front of you. If I was here a year ago, I'd probably be like, so scared to even talk to you right now. I gained interview skills. I really discovered a lot of what my purpose was and really found my identity. And when people talked about the sisterhood before I was a title holder, I was like, that's just a cliche that they say. But I have found some lifelong friends. In fact, our previous Miss Oregon, Abigail, she just got engaged, and she's having mm-hmm. her bachelorette party in Arizona. So I'll be flying out with her in May. And I didn't expect that friendship either. I kind of looked at these girls and put them on a pedestal, kind of put them in the separate box, and didn't really think that I could do what these girls did. But they welcomed me with open arms and said, "Yeah, no, even though this is your first year, you're one of us," and that I'm so grateful for. So no, I did not expect to be kind of immersed into this organization that is so welcoming, but I'm really, really glad that I took that step and said, you know, I can do this. And so hopefully I'm able to kind of, or this past year I was kind of able to show that to other girls that they can do it too.
Well, and you know, one thing that I, you know, with my wife being involved with it, I've always loved watching the teens as they transform, and mm-hmm. I can honestly say it's the one, and I even hate to use the word competition because it's not really a competition. Yeah. But it's the one thing that we're going into it. I'm sorry, I was like everybody else, stereotypical pageants. And it is the one thing where I've seen that nobody's a loser. And yes. I really especially, you know, like to see the teens, you know, because they're younger, and to see the metamorphosis that they've made. I know with my older mm-hmm. daughters, especially my youngest, Kara, I mean, the pageants was transforming, and watching Emma grow, you know, from really kind of a little girl to a, you know, a woman, and the maturity and everything it's amazing. Definitely. It is amazing. So, Emma, what would you say is the highlights of you doing that, you know, being involved in all this?
Oh my goodness, I would also have to say the sisterhood. I think that initially when I went into it, just like Ellen said, I really had the mindset of a little girl. And as bad as that sounds, it's the truth. I was originally 13 when I first went into this program, and I didn't come back until I was 15, freshly 15. And I think that's just because I realized to myself in the first year that I did go and compete that I needed to find some growth in myself before I could take something like the job of Miss Douglas County's Outstanding Teen on. And when I did go back, I really did see it as the sisterhood. I didn't see it as a competition anymore. And I think that little two-year gap is what I needed for that. And, you know, I really owe that not only to my support system, but Douglas County as a whole. I, you know, followed them through social media on my two-year break from the organization, and I really saw that volunteering was the main circle around the right. Miss Douglas County Scholarship Program. And I think now that I have grown through the program, and it took me a while to actually go and get that title, I think growth has been a huge part of that. And I can definitely say that the only reason I kept growing and keep growing is because of not only the candidates, but the people around me in Douglas County.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I think that one of the cool things, and I know Emma's been out and she had looked for jobs, this experience is killer for job interviews.
Oh, yes, it is.
So if I could tell anybody, if you want to take one thing away from your participation in this, is when you go into a job interview, you're going to own it like nobody else, because this is the place you can get your future careers
That's so
launched.
True.
It's
right.
It's in my feeling, it's one of my things I was the most passionate about when I was a director, was the fact that I loved it when my girls called me and said, I got the job, I got the job, I got the job, you know. So for me, that was really rewarding, because it's like, yeah, you did, and you deserve it, because you've put in the work before you went in that room, because you didn't even know 3 years ago or 5 years ago that you were going to apply for that job and get it.
There's very few things that you do as a kid that really translate your entire life. And like I said, I mean, we, you know, with, like I said, with Angie involved, seeing some of the other girls that, you know, got involved, let's say, so a lot of girls do it just for the scholarship money. It's a fantastic opportunity to get scholarship money.
Oh, yes, you bet.
And, everybody gets blessed that way, but the change in the person that they become, you know, is really the lifelong blessing. And I like I said, I know it just with Kara, just a world of difference. And now she slays it's at interviews and things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can definitely say that in the interviews I have gone to for job opportunities, every single time I was told, you've done this before. And I was like, well, you know, and they always asked me, well, where did you get your interview like skills from? And I would always say the Mississauga County Scholarship Program. And just like so many people, they were continually saying to me, what? They teach you interview skills? I don't get it. I thought it was just like a crown and sash. Mm-hmm. And honestly, when I first heard about it from my aunt in Klamath, she had told me that it was so much more than that.
Yes. And it is. Well, and I want to ask you guys more about your year when we come back. But it's already time for break. Time flies when you're having fun.
We need to get a two-hour show.
Yeah, maybe we need a two-hour show with these two. All right, we'll be back with more of your cue here on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back. It's us again. We're here.
I'm so
this
here.
Is normally when we do the local business buzz, but we're kind of doing a special thing here. So thank you to Umpqua Survival for sponsoring this segment, but we're going to continue on with the girls today.
But we are buzzing.
The ladies of Douglas County.
We are buzzing, and thank you to Carlos and the boys at Umpqua Survival.
Yes, and I've got more on that in the end. I'm going to talk more about what's happening on out there.
All right.
So back with the ladies. So we have Emily and Emma here, who are current title holders in the Miss Douglas County Scholarship Program.
In the sunset of their reign.
Oh, ouch.
How is that?
You're going to hurt. They're sensitive over here. They're the ones that have feelers today.
Well, you know, it is kind of neat with my wife's involvement. It's like, spend so much time with the girls after the local competition that they really do get to be like family and get to spend a lot of time with them. And it's such a blessing to see how they take this as their launching pad and go out in the world and know that, we all had a little piece in helping them move forward. And especially this year was a great year with these two ladies because they're incredible and they're like family. So.
And we got Maren Gray off at college at Harvard University. Yeah. Hello, that's some bragging rights.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's exciting. So you said launching pad. So that leads me to this question. What's next for the two of you?
Emma, how about
you? What's next for you?
So currently I'm dual enrolled as a senior in high school through Umpqua Community College. So I'm doing both high school classes and college classes right now. But I did go and apply for UCC just for a full-time student, and I just got accepted.
Yay!
Congratulations.
2 days ago. 2 days ago.
Oh, wow. This is fresh news, hot off the presses.
Yeah, freshly new. So I'll be going to UCC in the summer for my math classes and just kind of finish my prerequisites. But then after that, I will be applying to OIT and Portland Community College to hopefully go and pursue sonography to become an ultrasound technologist.
Excellent. So I have a follow-up question for you.
Yeah.
So college costs.
It does.
So how much money have you earned in scholarship dollars through your participation in the program?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I think I have been around $13,000.
Wow.
As of right now.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Cool beans. Well, that should help. So.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just crazy because even this organization has helped me apply for other scholarships as well. And I think that was one thing that I was so grateful for is not only the $13,000 in scholarships or around that that I have gained from the scholarship program, but also that it's helped me apply for, you know, the Oregon Promise program. So I'm hoping that in UCC, I won't really have to pay for too much. And then going on to OIT, I plan to use those scholarship dollars.
Excellent. That's what it's there for. I mean, that's what it's meant for, is to help, absolutely, you know, you young ladies further your education,
yep,
after
changing
high
school. Lives today and
in
for
the
tomorrow.
Future. Yeah,
I couldn't agree more. I feel like people have this great misconception of the Miss America organization and how it's just standing on stage in a pretty dress and advocating for world peace, when really it's more about teaching these girls life skills and public speaking skills and contributing to their future and higher education by providing them with the financial assets to do so. I myself have earned almost $3,000 in scholarships. Not as impressive as Emma's, but granted, this is my first year in the organization.
Right?
For 1 year, I feel like that's a lot of money. You don't
that's
really find
good.
A lot of organizations that offer that financial assets for young girls our age. And so I think that's what we really do as title holders, is try to represent that to our best abilities and really get the word out there that it's not just something that you stand on stage in a pretty dress. It's more for your life. And that's why I'm really grateful to have been a part of this.
Well, maybe we should change world peace to inner peace.
Honestly.
I just totally feel like if you're confident and you know you can handle any situation that comes your way, and that you're moving forward and you have your trajectory or your goals or whatever, there's inner peace with that.
Holy smokes, you're getting way too deep.
Dude.
God.
Hey, just crown me now.
Oh, man.
That answer killed it.
But it really did. You know, I've had four kids, and a couple of them have been through the pageant world, and I've got to say this, it really is the one thing that has changed the lives of my kids the most. I mean, sports, I love them. Everybody knows me, knows I love sports.
Right, me too. I love sports too.
But you know, as I'm a testament to with my Monday surgery, it's you know, there's not much reward down the road for it. And here they're changing lives. And it's not, like I said before, it's not just the winners.
Mm-hmm.
The life changes from all these young ladies is just tremendous.
Yes.
And
right.
And I know that my wife gets the most joy from seeing those girls that maybe didn't, you know, have a chance, but after a few years, how they transformed.
Absolutely. So we have 15 young ladies competing this weekend who are all wanting to step into your shoes, ladies.
Oh, I know.
So first of all, let's tell everybody where, if they want to come watch or, you know, be part of this or see you guys pass on your titles to the next. Tell us a little bit about where they go, how we get tickets and all of that.
Yeah. So you can get tickets right now online at MissDouglasCounty.org, I believe, or Miss Douglas County Scholarship Organization.org.
Google it.
They're $20 online and then $25 at the door. And if you want to pay at the door, it will be Sunday at 5 p.m. at the Winston Community Center.
That's what time the show starts.
Oh, that's
what,
yeah.
I wonder what,
probably go earlier.
Yeah, you should probably show up at least 30 to 40 minutes early.
Yep, get a good seat.
Yeah.
It's exciting this year because we have three titles going out. We have, you know, Miss Douglas County, and then we have the two teen titles, Miss Umpqua Valley's Outstanding Teen and Miss Douglas County's Outstanding Teen. So I'm really excited to see, you know, not only the Miss Douglas County for Emily to, you know, see how she grows, but I'm also excited to see the two new title holders as teens and how they grow throughout their year.
I think that you've probably been asked this multitudes of times, or maybe the girls have asked you in practice, because we know you guys practice and work on things.
Mm-hmm.
So for each of you, I'm going to start with you, Emma.
Okay.
What's your one piece of information you're going to tell those two new teen title holders? a piece of information, what do you got for him?
Oh my goodness. I would probably start with making this year uniquely yours. Mm-hmm. You can never just look up to another person and copy exactly what they do, because if you were to do that, there'd be no change in the world. It would just be a straight line. You want to make the little line bumpy, you know? You want to make it to where, yes, this person did these incredible things, but you also want to do your own incredible things. And I think that is something that I would definitely tell them, make your year uniquely yours. But along with, this is a job, mm-hmm. But it's a fun one. I don't think I would ever find a job just as fun as this one. So I think just, you know, telling them make the most memories and hold on to every little bit. It goes way, way too fast.
Absolutely.
Wow. Okay, well, you know, that's a tough act to follow.
You know, and I'm just sitting here and saying, you know, because it's new, but for a few years, which has evolved. That answer right there is why young ladies need to be involved in that program.
Yes.
I mean, what an intelligent, bright young lady. And that was
absolutely,
that was just fantastic.
Yeah, that was an amazing answer. And Emily, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to try to follow that. Because, you know, the miss is a little different.
You've been
different.
Doing it all year. You've been doing fine. So,
yeah. So Emily, same question. What's your key piece of information?
Yeah. Honestly, I couldn't agree more with Emma. But along the lines of, as well, making this year your own, have the most fun that you can, because it truly does go by so fast and you will not realize it until you're in the last week. But probably my advice would be, you're a leader in the community. People look to you and you don't even realize it sometimes. You mm-hmm. you go around these little girls and their families and they come up to you and they ask you why you wear the crown or what your organization is about, and you need to be prepared to be a representative of that. And so my piece of advice for the ups and downs that you'll go through this year is have fun, but be a leader with integrity and perseverance, because that is probably the most important thing that you're going to be representing, and you're going to be a role model to these girls. And so they need to have somebody that is a really good representative of that and upholds their perseverance and integrity as well.
Okay, hey, she did it. She nailed it.
She did darn good there,
yeah,
didn't she?
I'm just going to say, yeah, I'm giving you both a 10. But one thing that I want to also say is, you're right, the part where you were saying you don't know who's watching.
Mm-hmm.
But I have heard so many times from different people that you are such a great hostess in this community. When you guys go to events, you are so loving and warm and welcoming to people that I really feel people are really endeared to you. And so whatever you've done or learned through your years, definitely pass it on, because you both have done an amazing job.
Thank you.
And don't cry too much on Sunday, because I have feelers, but I also have a job to do on Sunday. So take it easy on Shannon.
No promises.
No promises. Yeah.
No promises.
And you know, the other thing is that I know that it's ingrained in you now, but keep doing what you've been doing. You've been changing mm-hmm. lives, and you know, especially I love seeing the little girls coming up to you, but
mm-hmm.
you never take the crown off, you know, and keep touching people's lives throughout your, I'm excited to watch where you two end up on life's journey. And I know the Lord's going to continue to bless you guys. So, you know, thank you for allowing us to share in your journey thus far.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you so much for having us and letting us kind of share our journey with you guys.
Absolutely. I think it's a nice little way to wrap it up with a bow, you know, before your farewell speeches and all the sadness
I know.
That ensues after that. But I also know you're going to be extra excited for whoever wins and you'll welcome into the sisterhood.
Yeah, we are beyond excited. I cannot wait.
Well, it's a bittersweet moment. It's a bittersweet moment because, you know, we have felt the aftermath of being a title holder mm-hmm. and during it, of course.
Right.
And it's exciting to see another person go through that. But it's also, are we really ready to let go?
Right.
Kind of became our whole identity.
It's not. Right. It's not. And I know that happens, but it's definitely not. And
that's my crown. Give it back.
So we encourage everybody to come out and support the 15 young ladies that will be competing Sunday, and to also wish these two the best of luck in their future endeavors and send them off with a big farewell. So come out to the Winston Community Center Sunday before five because
o'clock.
It starts
so be
at five. They're going to be dancing at 5:30. Yeah. And bring your money and come on out and support a wonderful program that you can see and hear has given these young ladies a wonderful opportunity and a lot of scholarship dollars. So,
and the other thing is, if you have a little girl, as a daughter or granddaughter or neighbor, take her with you so she can have a great experience and great mentors and role models.
Absolutely. And see what it's about. Yeah, come check it out. All right, ladies, we will see you Sunday. Have a wonderful day. And we are going to another break. So
Aloha.
We'll be back
Aloha.
With more of your cue here in just a moment. Back with more.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Oh, welcome back.
Well,
they're delightful.
It is so neat to see how this program has touched lives. You know, my wife's been involved in a number of years. Matter of fact, you kind of conned her into getting involved in the first place. But
Maybe I did.
Whether you're a contestant or a volunteer, just one of those things that just touches your life. And it's, it really, truly is changing lives. And we've been a witness to that many, many times. And I always say that the true winners are the ones that don't win a crown.
I say that most of the time. I actually feel that way. But in Kara's instance, she really did come out of her shell and just became so much more confident and vocal, and there was a big change in her. Even and she won the crown, but there was still a big change.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's a girl that couldn't order a pizza on the telephone, and you know, then she'd get up on a stage in front of $10,000-$20,000 people, and not break a sweat.
Yeah, so it was. Amazing.
It was pretty cool.
But anyway, that was really fun. Enjoyed having the girls, love them to pieces. So I go out there this Sunday and support them and buy your tickets and let's fill the
And thank
community
you, Carlos,
center.
For allowing us to have that little extended time on the business bus have the girl for an extended vacation or extended interview. So we appreciate having them. So
they're sneaking back in here.
Uh-oh.
They're not done. They're like, we're taking, it's a radio takeover.
So, did you get a winner?
I did get a winner. And I actually called before the show today, which is fun. So, we have Bill Hall. Bill, you're the winner. And I already left you a message. So, you have a $25 gift certificate to Umpqua Survival. So, you are the winner of that this week. And I also wanted to say that talking to Carlos today out at Umpqua Survival, they have those classes coming up that we talked about. One of them was the, roadside preparation assistance class. They got the AR build class coming up. All that's online, so people can go sign up for that and go and check them out. Oh, here's one thing I have to say. Best day ever. I'm not even going to lie. This cracks me up.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord is right, buddy. So last week, you and I talked about sending people out to ask Carlos for his autograph.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, it worked.
No.
Oh, so did. And so then I talked to him. But one of the people said that we said to go get the autograph. And then that we had, talk some trash about him, which technically isn't true. What we did say was that he comes on once a month and is more famous than we are, and that's bull squat. But
yeah, I think he was more famous than we were before he came on the radio.
Well,
I just
probably
magnified him.
It's probably true.
So,
but
he gave a few autographs?
I don't know that he gave them, but he was asked for them. And I would like to say to the ones that went out and did that, God bless you. It made me laugh so hard.
That is great.
It was epic joy in my life. Oh. And I was like, yes.
Well, now we can use our power for good and for for going and pulling some tricks on people.
Yeah, but I we love do it, need people, to get a booth so next keep, year and keep, then have people get his autograph to enter our raffle. I do love that idea of yours.
Well, I'll tell you what, get your ears open until I can plan our next scheme and we could bring you all together.
We're
going
to have to do something. It'll be fun. Anyway, so thank you, the ones of you that went out and asked for his autograph. It made me laugh.
Absolutely. That's awesome.
It made me laugh. And they have the gun raffle out there still going on this month. So get out there for that. And
that always benefits a great local organization. So
absolutely.
So it's a win-win.
So what do you have for us before we go today, Alan?
What do I have for you? I have a lot of fear about getting a surgery. But, hey, we're going to be fine.
You're going to be fine.
Everybody says that's good.
You got this.
The insurance world continues to be challenging. Insurance premiums are going up.
Yep.
And, the other thing that what we're really discussing is that insurance companies have taken coverages, whether you have a business policy or a homeowner's policy, and because of inflation, they've kind of applied some arbitrary increases to their dwelling amount. So if your premiums are going up a lot, take a look at that. Make sure you're not way overinsured, because some of the insurance companies are doing that. It's really ridiculous.
Yeah. So give us a call. 541.
Yeah, absolutely. Give Logan a call. We don't mind giving you a replacement value on the house to make sure you're not overpaying.
I was going to show off and tell our phone number. It's 541-672-9414. No need to Google it because I am of service today.
She actually remembered where she worked. Now, don't ask her address. She might short circuit.
I'm on fire today. So, well, everybody, thank you so much. We hope to see you at the father-daughter dance, the gun show.
Miss Douglas County.
Miss Douglas County on Sunday. That's a new day. Sunday, it's normally Saturday. So Sunday at 4:30, show up. Doors
and there's
open.
No excuse, because everything's on Saturday, so there's nothing on Sunday.
We'll see you then, and you know what to do until next week, Douglas County. Be kind.
God bless you all.